Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of September 12th, 2022, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual factual news
coming to you one day early this week as we get together once again with the News AF action team, of course, coming to us, of course, on a very busy week for him, maybe on the heels of winning Challenge USA here this week. Here is Pickleball's top influencer, Father Nature, Tyson Apostle.
Oh, wouldn't that be sweet? I listened to yours and Steven's breakdown of the challenge
so far. How do we do?
I mean, the more praise for me, the merrier. And there was plenty of that. I wish you would have praised others less.
But, yes. Okay.
You know, or told us how you really feel about Sarah instead of sweetening it up a little bit.
Was it? Did I sweeten? I don't know.
You definitely played it safe, but she's horrible. Like, if we're watching the challenge, she's terrible.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but
Rob's a diplomat.
No. Well, if it's any consolation, I'm in a Survivor Fantasy Football League, Tyson.
And, no, I know. I know. And that looks horrible. Like if you were like, hey, this is what we're doing, I'd be like, that's a nightmare. Like, I really have to deal with this horse shit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just say it was a good week one for somebody on this podcast against somebody not on this podcast. Okay.
Wow. And I bet that was bad for you as far as, because I know that when the chips are down with this certain person, they feel very entitled and indignant about losing.
Maybe some furniture got broken at somebody's house this weekend. You never know.
Wow.
Good. Yeah. All right, Tyson, what's going on with you?
I've never broken furniture in my life for over anything.
Never.
Not even over something fantasy. I mean, not on purpose, out of anger. No.
Yeah.
I got back from Santa Barbara. Dude, the Pickleball Doc series sizzle reel is coming together. So
what is
awesome.
The Pickleball Doc series? Documentary. Okay. I thought there was like some doc where people played pickleball. And I was like, what is that? Oh, the documentary. Yes.
Yeah, a documentary. And it's looking really, really good. So we went out, filmed the rest of everything we needed, and we're ready to go, dude. This is what you're going to be watching next year on Netflix.
Okay.
So anyways, did that. Then tomorrow I got to go out to a gambling adventure in San Francisco. Danny, can I stay at your San Francisco house?
We sold that.
What?
Oh, how convenient.
Back to Linda Ronstadt?
We didn't sell it back to her. Too many people moving into the backyard without her permission.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So, and it's easier you didn't to sell like those people or what?
Yeah.
Not the best of house guests.
Yeah, what kind of people are moving in the backyard? Like
people who don't have houses, but appreciate the fact that yours has a large deck in the back that shelters from everything.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Okay. All right.
So, no, you can stay there, maybe. Go knock on the door.
I can stay in the backyard.
It's cool. I've been here before.
I'll just be in the backyard. I know the layout. Yeah. So. I know the layout. I can deadbolt from either side of either door all the way up to the panic room. That's interesting news, Danny. That's, to me, the breaking news of the day is that you guys sold your San Francisco house. I wasn't going to stay there anyways. I'm going to be up in Santa Rosa. But
where is Santa Rosa? I know where that is. I've driven through that.
Yeah, it's just north a little bit.
Nice.
But that's boring stuff, you know, gambling, pickleball, all that
stuff. Have you ever won big gambling, Tyson?
Over 20,000.
Yeah.
Two times I've won over 20,000.
That's big. I would consider that very big.
So I took five bricks of hundreds in my backpack home.
Yeah.
With me.
Dude.
In poker, right?
In poker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And the biggest slot machine hit I've had was like $4,800.
Well, I could have bought your own slot machine.
A lot of times, like the people who hit really big, once a machine hits really big, like for millions, like those stories you hear where it's like, 7 million jackpot hit in Vegas. They retire the machine and you can buy the machine as the person who won on the machine. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the owner of the casino takes it out and starts beating it up.
Why do they retire the machine? Because it's like, oh, it's broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Malfunction.
Yeah. That should have never happened. Take it out.
I don't know exactly take it out why, back. But yeah. I do know that if you hit for millions and millions, you could most probably buy the machine you won on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, and now joining us here from Europe, across here is our international correspondent, Danny Bryson.
Sent him to London to cover the queen, all things the queens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll talk
now
about
I'm on
that
the continent.
Sure.
How is so you were in Switzerland?
Yep.
What'd you do there?
We climbed the Eiger, the Monk, and the Matterhorn.
Ooh, wow! All three of them, the trifecta.
All three.
And did you visit the memorial of all the dead Zermatt climbers before?
No, we did not go to the climber graveyard. Okay. That just seems like a bad thing to do. But Rob and I actually had something in common this week. It sounds like we both handled a lot of rope in the past week. Right,
yeah,
Rob?
Well, Nicole and I had gone rock climb, or we went to a rock wall. Not like really out there like Danny Bryson.
I saw that. I saw that on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then Nicole also ran 5K.
She ran a 5K this weekend. Yeah. So we were really channeling all of the, Danny and Tyson. We didn't go do any cycling.
Pickleball.
No.
What about, did you wear like beefy Quadrosaurus jeans?
No, just regular ones.
Regular run of the mill cut.
Just regular ones. Sure.
Okay. So Danny, you handled a ton of rope with your two best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Christoph is out now. Totally out.
He broke a hip. He's still recovering from it.
And you probably haven't seen or talked to him since that happened.
No, I have lunch with him, but his hands have probably become smooth, like the hands of a city boy, not someone who's handling rope on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Rob said he gained an appreciation for my rope, Tyson.
Yeah. So, yeah. Now I know why Danny's so into it, because it's like, I was only like, 20, 30 feet off the ground. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe Danny does this like for real. Did Christoph get hurt on an adventure, Danny?
No, skiing at a resort. He took a turn, hit a piece of ice, flipped through the air, broke his hip like an old man, and then he was just out of the game. Mm-hmm. But he's coming back. He's coming back. The great comeback story of 2022.
Is the Christoph story?
Yeah,
cool. I'm excited for that.
Don't count him out.
So now you're in France. You're going to climb Mount Blanc.
Yeah, actually, I climbed that last year with Christoph, but we're going to do something called the Three Peak Traverse, which includes Mont Blanc. So, okay. Yes.
What other peaks does it include?
I don't know the name of the other two. And they're not important.
So when you get to the peaks with these two guys, are you all three peaking at the same time?
Yes, and high-fiving while it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Always.
Are you going to get it?
Those who peak together stay together.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen,
see the Eiffel
this.
Tower in France.
Yeah. They're going to do some Eiffel Tower. Listen, Danny, if you don't have a part of your video where all three of you are peaking in unison while high-fiving, then
you don't want to watch it.
No, I'm going to figure out a way to get your YouTube channel banned.
Well, I did record that yesterday on the Matterhorn. I know
you three
I've got
peaking
that
at
shot.
The same time. Did you
yeah,
say
I'll
that?
Send it to you for your own private.
You're all three of us are peaking. Yes, no, fair. Not like a real one. Like just
I know
the innuendo.
What you're joking about.
Yeah, I know, but I want the innuendo of you three stepping onto the very tippity top at the same time, and all three of you being like, "We all just peaked."
Okay, I'll bring that up to the crew.
Come on,
peak
Tyson
performance.
Says we need this, and Chase he's got a docuseries coming up, so he knows.
Chase and Aaron are definitely both in.
Oh yeah, it probably wouldn't take much persuading.
Yeah,
they're up for it. So yeah, anyway, I'm here and I'm ready to read the news.
Okay,
you are. The news is probably different over there on the Southern Hemisphere.
Why? It's all the same news sites, Tyson.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, well, let's talk about our top story at this hour, which involves some themes that we've talked about on News AF, of course. Competition, always something that we're interested in, but also cheating and teledildonics.
Whoa. Wow. We have the world's foremost expert here, too, mm-hmm. which is crazy that this story pops up.
Yeah. Okay. So there is a 19-year-old chess champion. His name is Hans Niemann. He's 19 years old. It was a big shock that Hans Niemann was able to win this chess tournament against Magnus Carlsen. A lot of people thought that his gameplay was very sus, and he has been accused of cheating. Chess.com has banned him from the site over this and other cheating allegations. What they are saying that he did was that he was able to have a computer. Okay. And again, I don't really know exactly how this all works. Okay.
Okay.
But the allegation is that he had wireless anal beads.
I knew that's where you were going somehow.
With the wireless anal beads, you were like, chess. Because yeah, Danny is a teledildonics expert. Well, yeah,
two moves ahead.
Danny's like, listen, if I were to do this myself as a chess guy and I'm playing a game and I want the signals to my body that are undetectable from the outside. Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
Yes.
Wait, he told us, he gave us all the pieces of the story, and I naturally assembled them in the correct Lego type configuration.
Wow. Incredible. It's like the Queen's Gambit that Danny's able to see this coming. Danny, are you a chess guy?
No, he's an anal beats guy.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Neither am I that, but I could see how this could work. Now, what kind of evidence do they have against this guy?
Okay, well,
wait, I want you to explain how this will work, Danny, just before we really get into the news of it all.
Well, if you're going to send a signal, and this could be the new way to cheat on exams, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe if I'm guessing that it was somehow televised or somehow it was being recorded and somebody else was telling them how to make moves through Morse code and beads.
Yeah. So
I only had an idea of where the teledil thing might go, but I don't know the actual method they use.
This is like Danny. This is Danny's version of building a robot where it's just like a cereal box with eyes drawn on. He's like, I just made a robot.
Rob, finish.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to hear
finish. Finish on Danny's face.
So the allegation is that through a series of vibrations, Hans Niemann was able to determine what were the right moves to be making. Now, I'm not sure if the chess match was being broadcast in some way. Now, Tyson, this has been an issue in poker where that this has happened certainly with different poker players.
Yes.
So
Tyson's won $20,000. So
honest. That was an honest win.
Yeah. But that people think that this is very sus. They think that he could have been getting signals back to him from some sort of AI. Even Danny's beloved Elon Musk has weighed in to say that he thinks this is very suspicious.
Oh, I thought he was going to threaten to make a submarine again.
Mm-hmm. You know how you punish him? You make him play against that robot that crushed that kid's finger playing chess.
Oh, that's true.
I'm more interested in how to punish Elon Musk.
Why? What has he done?
What has he done? Everything, probably.
Okay, but name something specifically that has angered you. His support for this player, or his support.
No. He says that's what he thinks is that Elon Musk supports this theory that this man had linked wireless anal beads to a computer to alert him of the correct moves, but through vibration.
But why and how? Understand. Like, how do they draw the? Where is the connector to the wireless anal beads? Like, I get like he's cheating.
Yeah.
You can tell he's cheating.
I was
going to
say, there is no connector, Tyson. It's all wireless. Yeah.
But then how do you go from, how can you go from that to pleasure beads? Like, oh, look, we can tell his moves are sus. Pleasure beads. That's what it is.
Computers and pleasure beads. Competitive chess isn't using like drug testing, full cavity checks. Maybe they'll institute all of that now, like urine, poop samples.
I mean, you're half joking, but they should do some of those, like walk through a metal detector or like.
Well, OK, well, that's great point. OK, so that's where this is going next, where Hans Niemann has said that, no, he did not cheat. And he has now offered that he will play his next match in the nude.
That would make him. Okay. Yeah. If you thought he liked pleasure beads, exhibiting himself is next level.
Oh, wait, hold on. He looks,
do you think this was looks, the play all the, yeah. the long time?
Yeah. He's looking like maybe he has something here. He looks looks excited.
He's like, I've been playing the slow burn to get to this point, and now finally my dream comes true. Full nude chess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I just like how it went straight to pleasure beads from literally, they have no evidence of any pleasure beads whatsoever, correct?
That there is no evidence that I know of.
It's the kind of thing you go when you want to ruin someone's reputation. The craziest possible thing that would also seem weird to every single person on the earth, except for a very small percentage.
Yeah. He had a gerbil up there that was an expert at chess.
That was controlling his arms.
Life is ruined. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Ratatouille.
Yeah. So I said he was banned from chess.com for this. No, he has gotten banned from chess.com in previous years for cheating. So he has a history of cheating at chess. He's only 19 now. He was banned when he was 12 and 16. Then he says that was a big mistake.
Both of them were?
Both times it was a big mistake.
Hmm. Like, how did he say it though? Was he like, "Oh, you guys, this is a big mistake," or was he like, "Actually, this is a pretty big mistake, guys"? Like, what was his tone? That because that's going to tell us.
I've made a big mistake.
Yeah, or I've made a big mistake. Like, any there's a lot of ways that could go depending on the intonation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
big mistake. Chess.com. Mm-hmm. Really big mistake.
Okay. And this was Elon Musk's quote about the situation. He says, talent hits a target no one else can hit. Genius hits a target no one can see. Parentheses, because it's in your butt.
He's just piling on to something that there is no evidence for.
He's made it a story. It was probably not anyone's radar until Elon said this. So he legitimately brought this kid's to everyone's attention and destroyed his reputation.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I guess that he used some sort of like computer assistant in the past to help him on chess.com. He says he will play naked. He will play in a closed box with zero electronic transmissions. He doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that's good. And, but it's just regular chessboard with your hands and stuff, right?
Regular chessboard. Right. Right.
Cause I heard of a study actually, and it's crazy because with all this going on, do you know actually what the dirtiest part of the human body is?
What is it?
The butthole.
Oh,
wow.
Fun fact.
Very expensive study, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Years and years.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so this theory really took the internet by storm when a Twitter user posted a video of somebody being able to use this technology.
Oh, to win at chess?
Win at chess using this wireless system.
Yeah, you think you can buy this like on the black dark web or whatever? Underground web, like you're like, okay.
Like what would it be like the
10 pounds of drugs, cheating at chess.
With the chess add-on.
They're supposedly in poker and maybe even blackjack. They're supposedly devices that look like phones that can record like the what's happening on the table, but you set it like near the table. It can record out of a side camera or something, and then it can tell you what moves to make or something like that. And maybe, you know, on some underground websites or something, you can buy this to win at chess.
Mm-hmm.
You're making it sound like MI6 is using this pleasure bead technology, you know,
for other things. Well, what other purposes could you use it for?
Maybe like your friends could help you get through an awkward dating situation.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, like a Cyrano de Bergerac type thing where, you know, it's like you're on a, like a weird date and then you, she'll see if you have an earpiece, but then this thing could like send you like the Morse code of like what to say next.
Say,
one of our listeners in the chat says we're missing the best part of the whole story, which is Carlson's tweet.
Yes. Okay.
Which started it all.
All right.
Let's also, see. Jason in the chat, that's a Anthony Jeselnik joke that I told about the b-hole. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. So, just let's see. I'm on Carlson's Twitter page. Hopefully, he's not a big tweeter.
Oh man, you got to dig down like 20,000 tweets.
We're gonna say he might suddenly have become a big tweeter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, let me know.
Is there innuendo in what you said there, Danny, or none?
It can be. You decide.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Well, it started it all, allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me know if you have what that tweet was, and we can share it, but I'm not sure which one we're talking about. Okay. Let's talk about another story we have for you at this hour. Okay. Well, yesterday was the 21st anniversary of the September 11th attacks. And so there were different remembrances that different organizations and groups did. But one Virginia restaurant has come under fire for a 9/11 memorial that was in somewhat poor taste. A Virginia country club thought it was a good idea to have a 9/11 themed menu. Can I share with you some of the items that were on the,
on the menu? It sounds very cringe already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. As long as I don't have to read any of the menu items, let's hear them, Rob.
Sure. I'll tell you what they were. Okay. All right. Maybe you could, you know, honor 9/11 with some of these. That will how about start off with the Never Forget Sampler. It's $50. Yeah,
that's pretty bad.
You get to try a bunch of different things. Two cups of 2977 chowder. I think that was one of the flights.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's bad.
The Flight 93 Redirect Crab Dip. Mm-hmm. The First Responder Shrimp Flatbread.
Mm-hmm.
And the Freedom Flounder.
You know what the problem is?
What is it?
Remember South Park did an episode about how long it took before you could make fun of things. And it was 20 years.
Yeah.
And that really could be a thing where mentally after 20 years, people tend to let loose on something that, you know, previously would have been untouchable.
But this isn't a joke.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is that it becomes less sensitive due to the, you know, 2 decades that have passed.
Yeah. It's crazy that it's been 2 decades, but also like, where are you from or what have you been doing where this doesn't seem.
They're from Virginia. That's the crazy thing.
Super offensive.
Yeah, I know. They should know their audience, their customer.
I thought 2977 was a flight number. It's actually the number of people that died on September 11th.
No way. That's insane. I could see a restaurant doing that like in the UK or maybe, you know, somewhere out west.
No.
But not Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, that you will get with that choice of side, salad, warm rolls, plus two slices of Pentagon pie. And then two Remember Teeny cocktails. It's a drink.
Pentagon pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Remember Teeny cocktails.
Yeah. They also served 9/11 oysters.
Did they get picketed?
Do you get 9 or 11?
That's just what it is. 9/11 oysters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, that's
basically. I think I'd order the salad because the salad doesn't have a name that you have to say.
Yeah, nice.
So you can just be like, I'll just have the salad
mm-hmm.
later on.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. No, any repercussions to this restaurant? Were they people marching around?
I
mean, a bunch of scary?
No, I don't think anybody got was marching around, but I think people were, you know, not happy.
This is inappropriate.
It was inappropriate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Patriot Day. They call it Patriot Day.
Yeah. Mm. And irresponsible.
Everyone's trying to figure out how to market any day of any, you know, remembrance, whatever. And they're like, this is a great idea. We'll get tons of people in our store. Mm-hmm. For this.
Yeah. But there's no D-Day mattress sale or anything like that.
There
like
could be. Who knows? Any time now, the D-Day mattress sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm sure they've had something like that before, but you know.
Yeah.
Plus, a lot of people buying mattresses don't even know what D-Day is, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Younger generations are like, what does that stand for?
Yeah.
Donut Day?
Maybe Krispy Kreme can get it on that. Okay.
Ooh, D-Day. All right.
So that was, you know, let's not do 9/11 themed.
Let's just think before we come out. Maybe run your idea past someone not in your tight circle.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Run your idea past someone who went to school for marketing or has spent a lot of time in the industry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Colonel Lewis, as
Danny, in Europe, have a lot of people been talking to you about the passing of Queen Elizabeth II?
No one actually has brought up. Wait, no. We were in a train and a woman did say, because we hadn't heard the news, she goes, since we're all Americans, I feel like I can tell you this, but the Queen has died. I don't know why she prefaced it with, like, we're all Americans, so I know we can handle this. Maybe she thought if we were British, we might start wailing and creating a scene. But she told us. That's
maybe
how
the French didn't like her. Maybe that's what it might have been.
Well, she was American too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it was an American lady,
and we were in Switzerland. But yeah, I wasn't surprised. She was older than time itself.
Very old. Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned, she's always been old, and she's existed forever.
Dude, that's how I feel too. But my hairdresser is from the UK.
Yes.
Okay,
and I scheduled a haircut with her the morning that the Queen passed.
Yeah,
and so I went in to get my hair cut and I'd just seen the news and I didn't even put two and two together. And I go in and I get my hair cut and I go in and they're like, oh, she's not here yet. She's really down today because the Queen's passing. I was like, oh, and I realized we don't really have the equivalent of that as Americans having someone. So everyone in the UK, or at least in England or whatever, sees her mostly as someone who's dedicated her entire life to public service and has always been this pillar. And so many people, that's the only person they've known their entire life in that position. And so she's just like, most people view her as a hero, a beloved hero. And I was like, yeah, we don't have somebody like that in America. We don't have anybody that for your entire lifespan has been a hero. Like, cause I was like, a president dies and you're like, eh.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like all our public figures have some period of time where they get Ken boned.
Yeah.
And it's like, she was so good. Mm-hmm. Like keeping wholesome. Everything like
secret, keeping everything secret.
I guess keeping everything secret. That's right. We don't know.
Come on. You're going to besmirch the Queen's good name, Danny.
No, she was professional. That's the word I would use. Like very professional.
So that's the thing. So,
by the way, I would never want to be the Queen. That type of life just seems.
I don't think
all the
could
private
be.
Jets. Mm-hmm. No, I know, but all the private jets and Range Rovers just would never make up for the prison that I'm assuming is the royal family.
Even if you could have 30 Range Rovers take you everywhere you went.
Yeah. Take me wherever I went. No. Take me to different functions.
Yeah.
Where I have to hold a smile for hours.
Could you imagine
and shake people's hands?
Yeah. King Danny Tyson, where then it's like, all right, King Danny, you have to go to this function. He's like, screw this. I'm going rock climbing.
Saying.
Like Your Highness, you can't. It's too dangerous.
And he's like, you can kiss my Highness.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't do anything outside of being a royal. Like, that's it. That's why so many just leave the lifestyle. Cause as much as we like to think it's awesome, It seems horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like that beard,
Do
Tyson.
Do you think it's awesome?
Nope. You can't have it, Tyson. That beard's gone if you're King Tyson.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's fine. For what? For how many billions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, billions you can't spend on anything that cool. You got to wear a suit and a top hat and a monocle or whatever. That sounds awesome. Oh, it looks awesome.
I bet they're all like stretch fabric and stuff now.
You think so? It's like athleisure.
Real breaks she's had in like 93 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
yeah. Well, all right. So the news of the Queen's passing certainly is everywhere. But this was an interesting story that I came across about how there is a little bit of a very insane ritual that needs to happen at the palace where there are royal bees, apparently. And the royal bees.
Bees, oh, not bees, beads. Not beads. Get your mind off.
No, not the beads. The royal bees. And the royal bees needed to be informed about the Queen's passing in a very particular way.
Oh, and, no. And somebody bees, had to put a bee suit on and do a bee dance?
Yeah, the bees needed to be notified that Queen Elizabeth has died. And now Charles is going to be the king.
How does that affect their output?
I don't know.
All the flowers in England have died.
So there's a person, his name is John Chappell. He's the official palace beekeeper. And on the morning of Friday, September 9th, I don't know if he's sir. I don't know if he's been knighted. Yeah.
Okay.
And he makes $700
million a year. $700
million
a year. Right.
Yeah. Danny, would you have this
it's actually
job
pounds,
as the royal,
yeah.
as the royal beekeeper? You're behind the scenes. Like once every passing of a monarch, you have to alert the bees.
And collect the honey.
Mm-hmm.
And wear the suit.
You could, dude, you can have
other people
do some of that. And the
queen demands, by the way, I don't want to end up in the tower if I bring her a bad batch of honey.
They put you in the tower?
They could. I just don't know. She's the queen. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
She gets
well, let's
bad
hear
honey.
This story and then decide,
so,
Danny, if you
want to on go. Friday morning, John Chappell, the palace beekeeper, needed to make what they call in this article in I thought it was the Edinburgh Hive, but it's actually Edinburgh Live. Edinburgh Live, .co.uk. They say he made the solemn journey to the hives to let them know about the terrible news. So the bees showed their respect by having black ribbons tied in bows outside their hives while their honey was collected that day.
They're really stretching to find stories.
They like were.
Who mourned the hardest?
Yeah, this was a
we
story?
Found insects. We found insects mourning. That's how important the queen
the
was.
The bees were urged to be good to King Charles. Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot and of disrespect.
The reason for this was that there's ancient superstition that they thought that keeping the bees out of the loop would make them not be able to produce honey, or they would not
so
might die if they
the,
yeah.
The bees mm-hmm. have been privy to state information that even some of the queen's closest advisors have not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
They needed to be in the loop.
In the loop.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be in the loop.
Well, I'd like to taste the bees' honey before and after to find out what their real feelings were about the monarch.
Yeah. Maybe they're happy. Maybe it's like, oh, boy, the honey got real good all of a sudden.
All of a sudden. Yeah. Yeah. Or mm-hmm. turns terrible. That's how they kind of vote for the new mm-hmm.
yeah.
person in charge.
Okay. So I don't know exactly then if it's just about like the passings in the royal family, or like did they tell them about all the stuff with like Meghan Markle? Like
probably
mm-hmm. they have to, or like, else the bees revolt.
I hope they don't talk about Prince Andrew.
If the bees find out on their own, mm-hmm. that's bad news.
Mm-hmm.
And they're flying around all the time, so they're hearing all the gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're hearing it all. You have to hit the bees first with the news.
Yeah.
We have dolphins that can spy. Maybe the British have bees that are spying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't absurd at all. This is a normal, fine cost to mm-hmm. a country mm-hmm. to have the national bees informed by the official beekeeper of the state.
He wears like white gloves mm-hmm. and a formal outfit.
The guy who,
like,
the mayor of Punxsutawney goes out and goes out and together they notify the bees.
Yeah.
It's very formal. It's written down in old rules. Like he has to be drawn by four draft horses in a flat carriage on the second Tuesday of the third week to inform the bees. He must deliver a formal letter with, you know, a stamp.
Well, I'm just glad that we don't have any sort of like national bees that are kept at the White House, that because imagine how confused those bees would have been in 2020 when Trump would have told his beekeeper, go out there, tell them I'm the winner. Then Biden comes in, tells the bees, no, I won. The bees would have been, we would have had no honey.
We'd have like,
what would have, that's why the national beekeeper has to be so good at their job to make sure stuff like that doesn't happen.
Of beekeeping family
beyond reproach, right?
Okay. What animal? I mean, in America, what you go talk to like the bald eagle? That's kind of cool.
I guess so.
The bald eagle, the president's died.
I don't think we have one specific like bald eagle or a bald eagle farm.
That's what I'm saying. But there's like a family of bald eagles that protected the Capitol.
We have Punxsutawney Phil. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell Punxsutawney the president's died.
If the president's seen his shadow, he'll know what it means.
We don't give a shit. We don't give a shit if it's wintertime. Get him out of that hole. Tell him the
wake him up.
Died.
Yeah, there's a red phone right next to the hole of Punxsutawney.
Phil, we have some bad news. Okay. All right. So, Tyson, I want to know your response to this story. A recent study said that 4 in 10 Americans feel like that they have what it takes to be the next content creator superstar. As Pickleball's top influencer, does this sound right to you?
40%?
Yeah.
Feel like they're the
actually,
next
41%.
These kids, bro.
These are adults. These aren't kids.
What? Wait, what? These are adults?
Yeah.
So you're like, every person that you see around taking selfies is thinking that they're probably the next social media superstar.
Not the next. 40%. That they have what it takes.
That they have what it takes.
A lot of Saturday, you know, football viewers are like, oh, I could do this. You know, like backseat.
No, I don't think there's a lot of people that really believe that so much. But
that's what I'm saying. I think there's a lot of people who are like, well, if I had done this or I'd had this condition, I could totally do that.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you guys.
Yeah.
As someone who is in the influencer realm here.
Are you speaking to those who think they can influence? Is that who you're talking to?
No, I'm saying I'm not talking to them. Yeah, sure. I'm talking to everybody because the 4 in 10 need to hear this. It's not like people are looking at it and they're like, oh, that's easy. I could do that. You could, but it's not always easy. And I'm not saying that it's hard, but like there's quotas to fill. There's exact content. There's like demands that way. There's direction. There's input. There's all this stuff. Like you see these influencers that are like, oh, I got a free hotel stay. And it's like with that free hotel stay, you have to post 15 photos all like this with these hashtags with this and this and this and this. And then you don't even have a vacation because you got to have all these people take pictures of you.
I think that most people would be like, well, you haven't even heard what I do for work right now. I'm already selling out and having to do all this horrible stuff. I can do that. That's exactly what they would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're like, okay, but is it better?
It looks a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Grass is always greener.
Does it pay better? Yeah.
Yeah. Tapiatic says it requires a lot more than hard work. Yeah, it also requires. Luck. Oh, I thought you were going to say selling your soul.
Oh,
no. Luck.
No.
To be an influencer?
No, content creator.
Oh, content creator. Yeah. Okay. It is a lot of work. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but it's like people who have a passion for it, then that's their thing. But like, Rob, how offended would you be? Let's say that you are a content creator. You've been doing it for, I don't know, almost 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then I come in, I'm like, Rob, I could content create, no problem.
Rob gets that all the time.
It happens every day.
Every day?
Mm-hmm.
In person or just like on comments and stuff?
I don't see anybody in person.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's not true. That would be like me saying that I could beat most, if not all, of the original challenge people on MTV, mm-hmm. which is accurate, but yeah. they will still take some offense to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that happens too.
Yeah, that does happen too. Mm-hmm.
Tyson, the dream crusher.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but so interesting. 2 out of 5 people say they have what it takes to be the next great superstar content creator.
Oh, you just chopped that in half. It sounds better 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10? Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like way higher just because you immediately know it's 40%.
And this was a poll conducted by YouTube Shorts, where they were talking to people about creating content around their profession.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean that they necessarily are going to, but they think they're pretty sure they could do it.
Creating content and getting paid to create content are different things too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, here's something from the content creators that we should be on the lookout about. There's a new TikTok challenge that's encouraging people to steal Kias and Hyundais.
Oh, I saw this. Why? Was in the news like 2 weeks ago that it was revealed it was pretty easy to take those cars.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's turned into a TikTok trend because that's usually how things go.
Yep. Be on the lookout. Watch out for the hashtag Kia Boys.
Oh, wait, what were the minion ones called?
The Gentle Minions.
The Gentle Minions.
The Gentle Minions. Mm-hmm. We're not gentle at all.
Yeah. What about the Kia Kids? Isn't that better than the Kia Boys?
That does sound cool. Sounds like a good band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An ensemble band.
So
the Kia Kids.
I don't know. They make it sound like it's pretty easy to do, to steal a Kia with a USB cord. But I don't know. It sounds kind of hard when you read what you have to do. So I haven't seen the videos.
You strangle the owner with the USB cord and take his
but
keys.
But certain models, certain models of Kias and Hyundais that use a mechanical key. Not a key fob and a push button to start the car. What they're saying is that you can then steal them by hot wiring them with a USB cable. What you have to do is first you have to break into the car and then pop off the steering wheel column and then use a USB cable and then you can start the car.
Wait, you just plug in a USB cable and it's good to go?
But how do you touch it to do wires?
But how do you pop off the steering wheel column?
Well, you have a flathead screwdriver, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It's cranking and pops right off.
Just rip it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. That's insane, actually. Like, how and what? And, like, that doesn't show us everything we need to know. And also, it sounds like if those are some of the requirements of the vehicle, you're stealing just an old one, not, like, a nice, cool new one.
Yeah. All 2022 Kias have a immobilizer that makes impossible to do that.
Hmm.
How many people have actually posted themselves committing this crime on TikTok? Like one?
This is a cop. Two? You think this is a cop scam where they're like, here's how you steal it. Go ahead and use the hashtag.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's a YouTube documentary that is has over 3 million views about the Kia boys stealing Kias.
Who are the Kia boys? Are they a specific group of
boys?
People?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like on a compound in Idaho. A documentary about Kia boys. Is it the same boys doing the same thing?
And by documentary, I mean a 16-minute YouTube video.
Yeah, that works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably all the documenting we need.
I think one of us should go out and find a Kia, get a USB cable, do a roundhouse to the window, climb in, pop off that steering column, just jam that USB cable in there and see if you drive away.
Yeah.
Well, and post it.
I think you're in the best position to do that, Danny, as you're in a foreign country. So you can do
and
it.
And I can't be arrested as a U.S. citizen. Yeah.
Yeah. Let it be known to our listeners. If you're an international traveler, no matter what you do, you cannot, to my knowledge, be arrested as a U.S. citizen in a foreign
diplomatic immunity.
That's what you yell as they
as I'm getting in my Kia and driving away.
Yeah.
Kia boys forever.
I also don't know like what the USB cable is attached to. I can't imagine it's just that you plug in a USB cable. I think you probably have to have some kind of like app on your phone that you're or like
zappers. Are you zapping stuff?
Zap stuff?
Well, like the old hot wires, didn't you have to clip some wires, then tap them together? And then in the movies, they always make a little spark. Yeah, in the movies,
which are 100% accurate all the time. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a Kia Boys app on the App Store. You get downloaded.
Oh, subscribe. You download that, and then they send you an official Kia Boys USB cable.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you use the app once you plug that in. But the joke's on you because they've stolen all your information.
And you probably have to watch a bunch of ads also.
And you have a monthly subscription that's hard to cancel. Yeah. So really who wins here is the Kia Boy app guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Man. That's how they get you.
This goes so deep. It
does. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we have a video to show you. It's a little gruesome. I don't even know if I should show the video. You tell me. Okay.
Don't show. Just describe it. Okay. Or something.
All right.
If it's gruesome.
It's a little weird.
We're not fans of gruesome over here, Rob.
Okay. So, a person had a snake stuck in their ear that needed to be removed. A live baby snake was in somebody's ear, and there's video of the snake being removed from an ear canal.
Was it Khan? That
was like a little worm.
That was a worm. Yeah. That was a worm. That was disturbing, by the way. Now, if you want to see the image of that, you just imagine that slimy thing going into their ears on Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Why? How? Were they asleep? Is this something new that I have to worry about when I go to sleep?
There's a 4-minute clip that shows how the snake got taken out. And this is, I don't know how to do it. Some people are saying that this could be fake. Again, this is
it sounds a little fake.
Yeah.
What snake is small enough to get in your ear?
Do you want to see the video and you can tell me if you think this is fake?
Okay, fine.
Let's watch the video. It's
not as gruesome as I thought.
All right. Here is the video. I don't know. I do think it looks kind of fake. All right. But
Robert, are you about to spread fake news?
I'm not
like the pleasure beat.
We're telling us it might be fake, and then we're going to both weigh in.
I want you to weigh in if you think it's fake. Okay. The New York Post, not that they ever post fake news, but they are, reporting it like it's real. So, all right.
Okay, let's see it.
Here you go. All right. Here is, let's go to, all right, this is a snake in the ear.
No, that's not real. That's a big old head, dude.
All right, hold on. Check it out. All right, so is this, okay. Now, is this woman, looks like she's blinking, trying to get the snake to come out of the ear, and like sort of like poking it with.
They're not really trying. They're trying to provoke it into attacking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Amberlynn in the chat's right. They put it in there.
It's like hissing. Video. Okay, this is a stomach churning video, allegedly.
Okay, if they don't take the snake out, I'm with Tyson. I don't believe it. I think they could have cut the head of a snake and put it in there. Don't they still move around?
Do snakes back into ears? Is that a thing that they do? It goes in tail first.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's asking the same questions in this video. Like, how did it get in there?
And yeah, that is so a good point. Did it back in, Tyson? Because it does seem wild that the snake's head would be the part sticking out.
And also,
do snakes have reverse?
If I looked in the mirror and there was a snake head popping out of my ear, I'd grab it and pull it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not patiently sit there while the doctor provokes it into anger.
Yeah.
Which is what she was doing. Eggs. She's like, yes. Continue to poke it in the eye, mouth, and nose.
The video ends without the snake being removed.
Yeah that's fake.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to see. That's the release right there. Just like pimple popper with the pus. It's like, we need to see that thing come out.
Yeah. Or when we see three guys hiking a mountain, we got to see them peek together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to see that snake. You got to see that snake peek.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I've already told you the ear story about the cockroach in my ear.
Yes.
Yeah. But see, that's easy to believe because the cockroach thing does happen quite often.
Yeah.
You can find articles.
This snake thing doesn't look real. Doesn't sound real. None of it. And that snake was way too big to get
too big. They went too big on that fake.
Yeah. Too big on the fake snake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It should have shrunk it. Then I'd be more apt to believe.
The only thing that this could be, if it's not just like a deep fake where they're just like, let's just make a viral thing, is like, this is some side of, sort of therapy from like some weird, bizarre the deep belief
Southeast Asia jungle.
Where they're just like, here's a, yeah, put this in here, let it wriggle around. As soon as it touches your eardrum and it pushes your eardrum against the inner sanctum of the, I don't know all the words
yeah.
of the inner
ear. I see what you're saying, Tyson.
Yeah, yes, then you can pull medicine. It out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Then one other animal-related story, and then we'll get to Danny's bolt hole. The story about...
Wait.
Yep.
Was this snake helping this woman cheat at chess?
That is possible. Does it know Morse code?
Or no, it has its face right there. Yeah. So if it knows Morse code, it's watching the chessboard. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
We should look into that.
All right. Well, there was a huge smuggling operation that was going on between Nigeria and Hong Kong. And luckily, thousands of donkey penises have been recovered.
I need more information. What kind of ailment was the donkey dong curing?
Okay, well, I think that they end up being used in a lot of different medicines in some different countries.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They get exported to countries like China. Where the donkey genitals are used in making some medicines, but in illegal trade going on between.
How did the guy smuggle?
Okay. They estimate 4.8 million donkeys are trafficked to be used for different parts of their body, including their genitals every year. Big problem.
You know, we talk about the elephant because the tusk is so beautiful and no one wants to talk about donkey dong smuggling.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like it's a huge problem.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like it's not often revered as like a treasure.
Yeah. But the donkey's obviously revered as a treasure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you wouldn't think that that's like a highly sought upon item.
Yeah. When you go to the airport, they have those windows of all the things that have been confiscated from, people traveling, right? I've never seen a donkey wiener in any of those displays.
Mm-hmm.
So they must be getting by with smuggling tons of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So
how much money does the donkey dong go for on the black market?
Just for
What's
one
the price there.
Okay.
Yeah, just for one.
So
maybe I should look up on Alibaba.
In July, that Nigerian customs seized 114,000, I think that's pounds of donkey skins. That's what they call them. Donkey skins.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. It must be worth some kind of money if you're willing to bring in that much.
16 sacks of donkey genitals, Danny.
And how do you go about ordering these? Just if, Dan. Could Danny order these
right now?
Mm-hmm.
Where do I go? What black? Yeah. It's got to be the dark web, obviously.
Yeah. Got to go on the dark web.
Come from the dark web.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what do? You turn it into a dust and inhale it, or like just eat it raw?
You carry it around and then cut
off
chunks of it.
Like you eat the heart of an animal to absorb its spirit, right? You just chomp down on the dong to.
Well, here's the irony: is that the donkeys are facing extinction. Because it cannot breed because it has a very low rate of fertility. If that's the case, what are we doing with the donkey skins? The donkey can't even help itself.
I saw two donkeys today, actually.
And were you tempted?
They were not being protected enough. Now that I realize this is going on, they need to be in some kind of like high security situation.
Mm-hmm. Danny has to leave right now to protect
them. I do now that I know that there's so much money in donkeys.
The hero.
Yeah.
I drive back and inform that farmer, you're letting basically two gold bars just sit out here on this tiny patch of grass.
where they're ripe for the picking to be sent straight to
China.
Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah. and turn into some kind of dust.
Yeah.
That you put in your tea.
Wow.
Danny, are you ready to take us this week to your world famous Bolt Hall International Edition?
Even though I've been traveling, yes.
Okay.
I've got some goods.
All right, here we go. Here is Danny Bryson, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to my Bolt Hall. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
We talk about AI and all the things that it does, both good and bad. Seems like lately it's been a lot of bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the AI helping that guy cheat with the pleasure beads.
Yep.
But in the background, AI is working all the time.
That's good and bad.
Yeah, good for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bad for his opponents.
And reputation.
But I came across this story that they're getting very close, supposedly, and this is with the help of AI, to decoding whale language.
Oh.
Ooh.
And it's made me wonder if that's something we actually want, a door we actually want to open. Do we really want to find out how horrible we are? I mean, are the whales...
You think they're talking about us?
You think they're having deep conversations with us?
Yeah. Do you think they're going to want to even... talk? I mean, they're going to have nothing good to say to us.
Yeah,
no.
If we actually could open up and interpret that language,
they're going to decode it, and it's literally going to be like that one. Just
I'm horny.
Hungry. Yeah, that one said I'm horny. That one said I'm hungry. That one said I'm tired. That one, there's like
seven. It's like people who I think there's apps that sell like understand your cat's languages, right? I see that all the time. Like, oh, I don't know why I'm being pitched that, but
I know why you're a cat owner.
And so now all we'll be able to do is pretend like we know what a whale is saying. And anyway, I think that if you could have a deep conversation with a whale, what kind of good input are you going to get from it?
My kids recently were like, mom, give me your phone. Give me your phone. We just saw a commercial for an app that can help us understand what the dog is saying.
Yep. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, those don't even have AI working on it. These are just pet owners who believe their intuition allows them to communicate with dogs.
So if I should talk with you, a whale, I'd probably just talk about old Simpsons episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like, that's what I mean. Like, what if there's an animal that you could talk to, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Out of all the animals that could give us some good information.
Ask maybe Father Nature.
Yeah. Are you an alien? What other animals would you want to talk to? Because an whale is not on the top of my list.
No, you just need something mysterious that we don't know a lot about. Is it the Greenland sharks that live like 500 years? Something like that.
That could be interesting. Like, we've seen a lot. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your thoughts.
Yeah. What happened? Is the ocean dying at the rate we perceive it to be? What would you say to a whale?
You could use a bird to spy on other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's happened. I think we've already done that before.
Yeah. Well, first off, you could tell the bees about what happened to the queen.
Bees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can tap into bee language.
It's very presumptive to think the bees speak English.
Yeah, and find out what they think of that.
Yeah.
Well,
there is a queen bee. So they do understand the monarchy.
Yes, how they sell. They live the same system.
And really, if we told them, like, hey, by the way, there is no queen, now there's a king, they'd be like, non-starter. In 2022,
how does he have babies?
We're not going to have a queen. We're going to replace the queen with a king.
If we could talk to donkeys, we could, you know, put someone to break into.
We can ask them, like, hey, just so we know, like, do your genitals have any special powers? And like, not that we know of. Like, okay, hold on, let's rethink this.
Or you could talk to the donkeys and be like, at all costs, protect your genitals.
Be careful.
Be careful.
Think of all the different
protective genitalia blocking mechanisms.
Yep. Yep.
Like, oh, you're talking about like a codpiece, or what are the, you know, like the, what do they call those with the lock on it?
The chastity belt.
I don't know if it was
actually
ever a chastity belt for donkeys.
Yeah.
Hey, for a donkey, we'd call it a chastity belt. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Pun.
Yeah. Try to market, you know, make it like something we can market. Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think that there's very little, as I look through this article, that we could gain from talking to whales. I wish there was more.
Didn't you see the Star Trek movie, Danny, where they were
brought it? Yeah. But it was because the whale talked to something else, right?
They were talking to like some like probe, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it wasn't because we were talking to the whale. The whale language was being used to talk to something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should have been talking to them the whole time.
We should, I don't know where we should put our animal talking translation capabilities, but just not the whale.
Mm-hmm. Could we talk to some of like invasive species and tell them you are not welcome here?
Yeah, go somewhere else.
Snakes in Florida. Yeah.
Lionfish.
Murder hornets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Carp.
Yeah. Or we could just leave all the animals alone.
Hmm.
You think they just want peace and quiet?
I think they, I think they probably actually do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Not like,
Excuse me. Well, I'm trying to study you to figure out what you're saying.
Do you have anything you want to tell me?
That's not what we'd be saying. We'd be like, well,
tell me now before I figure out your language.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell me now, or when I figure it out, there may be repercussions.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Poor whales.
Anything else, Danny, in the bolt hole?
Yeah, I've got some other goods, but I might hold on to them just in case I have a slow news week this next week.
Okay.
Danny is not on the moon. He is in France. Yeah.
France.
And do you know some French now, Danny?
Negative. I expect everyone else to learn English.
Uh-oh.
Even the whales?
Even
and
the whales.
Bees.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The bee is speaking the queen's English.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Danny, we know you are off on the adventure this week. Are you still posting to Mediocre Amateur this week, even though you're on the road?
Oh, actually, yes, I am. I finished the video in record times, and then I scheduled it. It was a nightmare to do right before I left.
And it's titled Three Dudes Peeking.
I could change the title right now, probably
I think you should. Mm-hmm. And if you don't.
And it was three people peeking. It
that's
wasn't
what
something
I'm
that happened here. It was filmed before.
Okay, but will you, I think if you just try as a little clickbait thing.
Maybe I'll sample it.
Three dudes peeking.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sample it with my users.
Gets 98 trillion hits, the most watched video on YouTube. Danny becomes a multi-billionaire and never talks to us again.
Incredible.
The thing is, more hits aren't always the best thing. That's just more people who can criticize you for the things you do.
Yeah, sometimes
wrong.
You're getting so many hits because people are like, oh my God, did you really do that in this video?
Right now I'm at a sweet spot where I think everyone who follows me is pretty much a fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you go beyond this, you start to just collect randos and haters who like you for all the wrong reasons.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's not my fan base either. My fan base is all pure Tyson love.
That's nice.
No. Nice. Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well,
so that's on.
That's the fun time. That's the fun time.
Okay. you're so young in your fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, Danny, great job. Tyson, big week for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Yeah, and the finale of the challenge on Wednesday. Yeah, the Challenge USA.
Yeah,
with I think some Canadians filmed in Argentina.
Mm-hmm. On CBS.
On CBS, mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all happening still. I know we say that a lot, but it's still all happening.
It's all still happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want people to check out this week?
No, I think that's it. How about you, Rob? What do you got going on?
Just the pod.
Are you doing exit interviews for all the challenge peoples?
So yeah, I'm going to do, I don't know, I guess like a bunch of exit interviews. I don't know how they're going to like, there's like 100 people left. So I don't know how they're going to
think is everybody's so excited that they made the final. And I'm like, we're literally only halfway through the cast. Mm-hmm. It's like making the merge in Survivor.
They asked me like, well, do you want to do interviews with everybody? I'm like, I don't know if I want to do them with everybody, but
I don't want to deal with anybody.
I guess so. Wow. Yeah, so I don't know how they're gonna do it.
Well, I'm traveling, so mm-hmm. I'll have to postpone till next week anyways. Mm-hmm. I haven't even heard about people talking to press about anything mm-hmm. at all.
Okay.
They like to wait till the very last
they, yeah they were there and, Yeah. So they'll figure. And the challenge, I think, is they are like in doing like exit interviews for like all of the shows. I feel like the challenge is like that. I feel like they're the most on top of the ball.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. All right. Yeah. So we got the usual stuff going on over on Rob is a Podcast. I watched a show called Dated and Related on Netflix this weekend.
Is that what I think it is?
Yep. Yeah.
Not a fan.
Probably not.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. Okay.
So I talked about that over on Nothing But Netflix. Otherwise, check out everything else we're doing over at robhasawebsite.com. And thank you again for joining us here on News AF. We'll be back on Tuesday next week, right?
That's right.
Okay. Yep. All right. Join us then. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
America. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.